Your thoughts on joining the Blades family and your new role with the Blades and the Rush?
Yeah, I am incredibly excited because, you know, the Blades, when we talk to them, they're all about family first, and that just made me feel so welcomed because I didn't have to be a part of the organizations. I could have just been along for the ride, but, you know, they want my voice and they want my input, and that's what makes it so important to me, is that representation matters and Indigenous peoples have a voice.
Talk about what you'll be doing with the team, or do you not know yet? And I know you're just getting started here.
Well, I'm full of ideas, so I'm going to be presenting that to them. And, you know, I've also been the in-game host for the Edmonton Elks, so with them, it's just all about my ideas. What do I want to do for community? What do I want to do for people around me? And how far do I want to go with my voice? So with that, you know, I'm hoping to create more programs for not only the youth, but for Indigenous peoples around the communities of Saskatoon. So I can't wait. So I'll be at every game.
It's got to be nice to take this next step, you know, together, right? You guys are both joining the team, basically, or he's rejoining, but, you know, this next chapter together.
It's honestly so exciting because I've, you know, traveled the world with him. I've watched him play in, like, how many different countries, so it's amazing to see him grow in this way because I felt like he's meant to be a coach. You know, he's played all these years just to learn to become the best coach he can be, and going from Port Alberni and then coming here, and now he's in the WHL as an assistant coach. It's just so crazy, really, what can happen within a matter of years, and I'm just so incredibly proud of him.
Ashley, where's home for you, and how did you go about meeting Wacy Rabbit?
Should I lie about this or what? I'm just kidding. I always make this joke about how you were high school sweethearts, but he's way too older than me, so that's creepy. But I'm actually from the Enoch Cree Nation in Treaty 6 territory, so I'm Plains Cree. So it feels good, you know, to be here in Saskatoon. I'm always here. But, you know, I actually met Wacy when I was about 18 years old at the good old Calgary Stampede. We actually became friends and then, you know, been friends our whole lives, and that's why we have such a strong bond and strong connection, and we're just recently married this last September. So it's quite an exciting time in our lives. You know, everything's happening really fast, but I'm excited to get the ground running and start here in Saskatoon.
You didn't know him when he played for the Blades. What have you heard about his time in junior hockey?
Well, I've heard a lot from his family and from him, but, you know, I've heard a lot from people around me as well because they've, you know, obviously loved to talk about him and everything that he's excelled in. But from what I've heard, and he's just an amazing human being. He's a great leader on and off the ice, and it's amazing to see him lead on the ice, but now he's done that transition where he's coaching, and he's just meant to lead. And seeing how passionate he is about everything that he does, and even with his other teams, and as, like, a player coach for other teams that he's played for, he's meant for this. So I can't wait to see him bring that passion and drive to Saskatoon Blades.
That touched on my question. Maybe you've kind of answered, but for a few years of life, what makes him a good coach? What will make him succeed?
Me. Yeah. I'm just kidding. I'm like, behind a man, a great man, there's always a strong, empowering woman that pushes him to his potential. So I would say me. No, I'm just kidding. No. Honestly, like, Wacy's abilities that he had, like, as a leader on the ice and as a player, and him knowing and growing from everything that he's been taught and what he's learned, he can see and find success in anyone. So for him, like, it's all about uplifting and bringing the best out in everyone on and off the ice. And that's what I'm really proud about him, is that, you know, not only is he, like, a great coach and human being, but he's there for them off the ice as well. And that's all about community, and that's what it's about, right? It's about bringing people together and making them the best versions of themselves, and then also have fun.
Was it a hard decision for you two to make to come here?
Honestly, it was not a hard decision because, you know, this is a part of Wacy's story, you know, being with the Blades before. So, like I said, it's everything's just coming full circle. And, you know, it's a huge opportunity. You know, the WHL, you know, this is a dream of his, and it's a dream of mine to, you know, see him chase these dreams and make them happen. And, you know, now that we're here, we're on our journey together, I just couldn't be more proud.
But you've been here before, you'd said, so not that big of a deal. You know what you're getting into coming to this community.
Yeah, I've actually been in Saskatoon, I don't even know how many times, a million times, let's just say. Well, I actually work with a lot of women and children around the communities and in here within Saskatoon, so I'm here quite often, and now it's actually going to be easier for me to be more accessible to these communities. So that's very exciting for me, is that I won't have to travel so far. I could just get in my car and go make a difference wherever it's needed.
And what were you doing when you were coming here so often? You said you were working with a lot of women.
Yeah, so a lot of the kids that I work with are at risk. So a lot of them are in the foster care system. So I'll provide like different workshops or motivational speeches and then just time one-on-one. And I work with a lot of women who are in shelters, so escaping domestic violence. And that's something that I grew up with. So, you know, being a part of that and helping giving these women another chance at life, that's for me, that's what's most important. So now I'm in the community, I can actually make a bigger difference now that I'm here full time.
And that'll be with who, or that was with who?
Well, actually, so many different organizations. Okay. I can't even list them all. But, you know, there were so many organizations that I've worked with before. And now, like, I'm available. And now I'm with, you know, such a huge organization, the Blades and the Rush. Okay. Now I'm able to have more access and, you know, give more input and also more opportunity. And that's what I'm most excited about.
How was that part of your background? You said this is part of how you grew up.
Yeah, I actually grew up in unfortunate circumstances, you know, living in poverty and abuse. So it's a very common story in Indigenous country, and it's very common all around here. So for me to, like, you know, I'm relatable in that sense to be able to work with these people. But for me, I know what it's like to have nothing and to work extremely hard just to get where I am. But I'm in a position where I have some power where I can actually give back. And now I'm like, well, Blades, Rush, let's, you know, make some dreams happen.
Okay, actually, I asked Wasey this, I'll ask you this as well. Are you pleased with the progress that we're seeing in terms of inclusivity and things changing to make things better in cultures?
100%. You know, for me, the most important thing is that representation matters. You know, like Wasey said, when kids look at us, they'll see their faces reflected in ours, and they'll see that the dream is possible, that it is attainable because we are in this position, but we're also going to be giving other opportunities. Like with me in my position where I'm an ambassador, there's going to be more opportunities. And that's what it's all about, is opening the door to the next generation so that they can walk through, they can feel comfortable in these spaces, and they can shine. And that's all we want. You know, we want other Indigenous youth to rise up because there needs to be more representation. 100%. So with inclusion and diversity, it's definitely needed, and I'm glad that we are in this position now where we can just be a force to reckon with.
What kind of, what does it mean to the Indigenous community to see a couple in this kind of position?
It's honestly so rare. I don't know if I've seen this before now that I'm thinking about it. I don't know if I've seen any couples as a coach and as an ambassador that are Indigenous in this position with an organization that, like, made it happen. Because that's pretty rare, right, to have the wife come on board. And it's honestly so inspiring. Like, our families are really excited and really happy. And now that I finally get to formally announce it, I know it's just going to blow up and people are going to be so happy that we're coming to Saskatoon.
And is this a job title you ever thought you'd hold?
For the Saskatoon Blades and the Rush, you know, I feel like dreams are kind of like, they're limitless, right? Like, I feel like I can become anything that I want. There's a lot of things in my life that I've accomplished that I never thought I would. And people always told me that, you know, I never belonged. I don't belong in these spaces. And now, look at me in Way. Like, I've accomplished so much. Like, there's a lot of things that I've done that I can talk about. But with me and Wasey, like, we're breaking so many glass ceilings together. We're here together, and, like, I just can't wait to see where it goes and what's next for us. And we're just hoping for a hell of a season.